This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The passing of Labor Day symbolizes the unofficial end of the summer road trip season. And this year, more Americans are hitting the road than ever before, and many are visiting state parks along the way. An A-frame pop-up camper is tucked into a wooded campsite at Yellowstone Lake State Park. The quarters are tight, but Sharon Size has everything she needs for a weekend getaway.
The table goes here. And the refrigerator and the sink and...
Road tripping is essential for Sharon and her husband, Mike. This stop at Yellowstone Lake is one of the many road trips they'll be taking this summer. The Elgin, Illinois couple seeks out state parks, partially because they're cheaper than private RV parks. And finding a destination near their home is key, since she works full-time and only has the weekends off.
I'm retired, but she still works, so it kind of relieves a little bit of stress.
Right.
You get to do something totally different than you're not used to doing. Gets your mind off everything.
Right. Even if we just went, you know, an hour away, it's still a new place, a new trail, a new environment, and just getting away from everything that you're faced with.
The Sizes are like the millions of Americans this summer who are escaping the hustle and bustle of their daily life in record numbers and taking off in a road trip. Americans are driving more in general. The Federal Highway Administration's latest numbers show that U.S. drivers racked up 1.58 trillion miles in the first half of this year. That breaks the previous record set last year. Figures also show that holiday and vacation travel is on the rise, too. AAA predicted that the number of people traveling this year on the 4th of July, the most popular travel holiday, that would be higher than ever before. Here's AAA Wisconsin's Nick Jarmus.
So now we're kind of at this perfect storm where people have more fuel-efficient vehicles. The gas that they do have to buy is significantly cheaper than it was a couple of years ago, and they're feeling a little more optimistic about their own financial situation.
Jarmus says during the recession, people changed the way they traveled. There were more staycations, meaning people vacationed close to home. During this time, more and more people visited Wisconsin State Parks. Those numbers continue to grow, with a record 15.5 million visits last year. Yellowstone Lake State Park Superintendent John Arthur says the majority of visitors are from Wisconsin, followed by Illinois.
You know, in years past when the gas prices were high, we did hear people say that they were coming here because it was closer, especially those folks that were coming from farther reaches. And then once they are here, they've made memories, you know, they start traditions and they come back.
While visits are up, state funding has been on the decline for state parks for years. This year, the cost of camping, admission, and trail fees rose after the legislature changed the state park's funding structure, all while more and more people are using the state parks. Arthur says at Yellowstone Lake, funding goes towards core services like equipment and trail maintenance, but he'd like to spend more time and money on invasive species control and educational programs. At another secluded campground site at Yellowstone Lake State Park, two families are loading up their cars after a weekend of camping. A getaway from Madison that's become a tradition. Best friends, 11-year-old Rumi McCoon and 10-year-old Yauki Sato, love that they can swim in the lake and play together. And of course, there's the campsite food.
Hot dogs, s'mores,
pancakes, you know, eggs, bacon, lots of bacon.
Yauki's mom, Serena Sato, loves how secluded this park is and that it's only an hour from Madison, but she'd be fine if it was farther away.
I love road trips.
Last year, Sato's family took a 3,000-mile National Park road trip to Glacier, Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and through the Black Hills region. This year, they're staying close to home, camping in four Wisconsin state parks.
Some of the rangers we've met, like at Perot State Park, were just fantastic. They are just so valuable to us and to educating the next generation in a way that's exciting. And they could learn about snakes and they could touch wildlife and learn what not to touch. Like, that's just so fantastic. I would hate to see that go away.
Sato says the state park fee increases have not had a major impact on her family yet, but she is concerned about the future of the park's quality. And she wants the state parks to remain a destination for her family as they continue to feed their wanderlust through road trips.